This talks to me a little similar to Gus's, who just spoke. I think some of the questions we're having with these new dual gene BT cottons are similar to the ones we have when Bollgard cotton was first introduced back in 1996. Is the BT cotton providing acceptable control, and is it actually paying for itself as far as the technology fees that are incurred? How often will these BT cotton, these dual gene varieties, require supplemental foliar applications, and will they pay for themselves? And also, when you decide to make an overspray on a bollworm population on these new dual gene varieties, what product would provide the best option for optimal economic returns? So trying to compare BT and non-BT cotton, recently the market share of BT cotton is almost 100% in some areas of Mississippi. From 2004 to 2007, we did have estimates of returns from the Delta and the Hills regions of Mississippi. And when we did these estimates, the returns of BT and non-BT cotton were pretty similar across these 4 years. But more recently, since 2007, we no longer have these estimates of returns of BT versus non-BT for Mississippi. In the planning budget in 2011, there was non-BT cotton included in the planning budgets, but they estimated that non-BT cotton cost $22 more to produce at an estimated 900 pounds of lint yield per acre. In 2012, they ceased including non-BT varieties in the planting budgets. So trying to compare non-BT versus Bollgard 2 and say Y-Strike has problems because the yield potentials, as Gus was alluding to in the previous question, there's really no isogenic lines to compare the traits across. So when you're putting a variety out in the field, it's associated with not only the insect protection trait, but also the environment and the variety, the response and the yield potential in that particular environment. And also, when you're dealing with insecticide applications, it depends in a large part is the art of the manager. Are they applying the insecticide at the appropriate times when insect densities reach appropriate levels? And the results of these studies are really dependent upon the manager to a large extent. So with that said, in 2011, the USDA ARS in Stonewall, we started a pilot program trying to look at some of these dual gene cotton varieties sprayed with different insecticides across the Mississippi Delta. In 2011, we had five locations. This is really headed up by Ryan Jackson and Donnie Adams were the leads on doing this project. I'm just presenting some of this data from the last 2 years. But at each location, we had a Bollgard 2 variety, a Wide-Strike cotton variety, and also a non-BT variety. The plots were sampled twice weekly. Each location is a single rep, so I don't average for a particular location. But when we decided to spray plots, say with Kohlrabi or Prevothon, those were sampled separately and they were treated separately throughout the rest of the experiment. So for 2011, just quickly to summarize, with those five locations, only three locations actually had larval threshold numbers we treated. There was two locations that never reached economic densities to treat. And one of those was in Walls, Mississippi. And these low populations, the Bollgard 2, the 0912, and the 4288, were yielded a little bit better than the non-BT and the Wide Strike. But Holly Ridge was the same situation, really low insect densities, nothing triggered insecticide application in Holly Ridge. But for some reason, the 4288 variety yielded almost twice that of the other Bollgard 2 variety, and the actual non-BT variety, 121, had a little higher yield, a little higher returns than the Bollgard 0912 variety. All right, I'm going to move to a couple of sites where we did have some insect pressure in 2011. One of those was in Chula, Mississippi. At this location, we had the numbers above these bars on the next few slides are going to be the actual number of insecticide applications at a particular site. So in Chula, we had four applications of karate on the non-BT cotton 121, two applications of Prevothon. We're looking at this is probably the neatest slide I'm going to show you as far as the trend. The non-BT cotton had the lowest yields. Karate treated non-BT or Wide Strike or Bollgard 2 had the next highest yields, and the highest was the treatments with Prevothon on all insect traits. Another location in 2011 was in Mentor City. This was the highest pest population we encountered. The non-BT cotton 121 was treated eight times with karate, three times with Prevothon. The Prevothon treated non-BT cotton 121 out yielded the ones treated with karate, but when you look at the Bollgard 2 and the Wide Strike varieties, karate actually had a little higher yield per acre compared to the ones treated with Prevothon for Wide Strike and Bollgard 2. So if we summarize the three locations where we actually had treatable densities of heliothines in 2011, we tried to put some cost to the actual applications of prevothine and karate. Last year's estimated cost of 80 cents a pound for lint cotton. The trend was that for the 9BT, the prevothine had higher returns comparably in the 9BT varieties. Karate had higher returns than untreated. But if you look at the Bolgard 2 and the wide strike varieties, the returns in the wide strike were pretty similar between ones treated with karate and ones treated with prevothine. For the Bolgard 2, the karate had a little higher returns per dollar on acre compared to the Bolgard 2 varieties treated with prevothine. So in 2012, we expanded. We got 10 locations this past growing season. We started using the Bolgard 2 variety that the farmer chose to plant in the field, and we supplemented that with similar maturity varieties of wide strike and 9BT cotton. And this past year, we handpicked our plots. We didn't have the access to a cotton picker, but these next few slides, I'm going to show you the actual returns estimated if we use 70 cents a pound for cotton. The actual cost we incurred getting these insecticides plus the application costs are included. For the highest rate recommended of karate was 2.56 ounces an acre, and we estimated to be $11. And then the high rate of prevothine, 27 ounces an acre, is what we used. And the cost of that plus the cost of the application was $37. And then a tech fee of $27 for wide strike and Bolgard 2. Just one thing about 2011, 2012, Gus mentioned this, the pressure in 2012 was much less than that in 2011 overall. The number of times the 9BT plots triggered applications in 2011 was over three on average for the five locations. In 2012, it was less than two applications in the 9BT cotton. So of the 10 locations, of five of the locations, the only plots that triggered had a quarter size larvae on four larvae per 100 plants was the 9BT varieties, and these triggered in all 10 locations. But in five locations, we never applied insecticides to the Bolgard 2 or the wide strike varieties. So a couple of the observations for these low pressure situations in the untreated, the karate had a little higher returns than the prevothine. The cost of prevothine really didn't matter much in this low situation of low insect pressure in the Walls location in 2012. Similar results in Jonestown. We had one application, the 9BT 174. The variety and the untreated wide strike and Bolgard 2, especially the wide strike, performed fairly well compared to the treated 9BT karate and prevothine plots. We start moving into some areas where we actually treated all insect traits. Twin Bayou, this is the most dramatic increase in returns with the Twin Bayou location. But the 9BT cotton that was treated with one application of prevothine or karate actually returned about $350 more per acre than the untreated 9BT. For the Bolgard 2 and the wide strike, the prevothine treatment increased yield substantially, and karate did also, but prevothine much more so. In Chula, Mississippi, we had a trend with a 9BT cotton sprayed with prevothine, had about $200 an acre more in returns than the untreated. The treatments with karate really didn't make a big difference. The 9BT varieties. And the wide strike for spraying either karate or prevothine had similar results over untreated wide strike. The Bolgard 2 variety, the prevothine really was about even with an untreated Bolgard 2, and karate actually yielded a little less than untreated. One of the locations, I guess Stoneville, we had some of the highest pressure, and for some reason the prevothine didn't perform as well at this location, but we had three treatments of each in the 121. The karate treated is similar to the untreated, and then prevothine treated, wide strike. Really wasn't much differences between those three. So if we look at just the five locations where we actually had larval threshold numbers that were significant enough to treat that reached economic treatable densities, for the 9BT cotton, the karate had a little higher returns, over $100 an acre versus untreated. The prevothine was a little lower than the karate, but it still had higher returns than untreated 9BT cotton. Looking at Bolgard 2, sprays with karate versus untreated were pretty even. Prevothine had about $20 an acre higher returns and the Bolgar 2 cotton for the 5 locations we had this past year. And the wide strike, both karate and the Prevotin had higher returns than untreated wide strike cotton, with karate a little bit more than the Prevotin, but not very much. So in summary, BT cotton's reaching, with its natural refuge now, almost 100% of the market in a lot of locations in Mississippi. We're trying to start a long-term project. We're evaluating these technologies with multiple insecticides and adding new dual gene traits that are coming in the pipeline. In 2011, we had a lot higher insect pressure, and the treatments with either Prevotin or karate were more noticeable than in 2012. And one thing with karate I really didn't mention in our talk, but it does provide some plant bug control. In some of these locations were pretty heavily infested with plant bugs. So you can't take that into consideration. But hopefully we're going to have these sites multiple years and be able to look at the variability within a location in Mississippi and see what varieties and insecticide combinations are most profitable for a locale. And that's it. We do have a couple of minutes for questions if anybody has one. All right. We'll move on to the next speaker.